Moving on now, four civilians have been killed in the latest Saudi air raids on Yemen. Seven people were also wounded in the airstrike that hit a house in the Damar province. Earlier, Saudi warplanes bombed the airport in the capital Sana'a as well as targets in the northern province of Sada, including a school. Riyadh began its war 9 months ago. More than 7,200 people, mostly civilians, have been killed. Millions more are facing a dire humanitarian situation. Meanwhile, Ansar Allah fighters and their army allies have repelled an attack by Saudi-backed forces in a region in Jalf province, killing 20 of them. Mohammed Al-Attab, our correspondent, joins us now from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, to bring us up to speed on the recent Saudi attacks which have targeted Sada'a and Sana'a provinces. Mohammed?
Yes, the situation in Yemen, in spite of that, the continued United Nations efforts to broker a lasting agreement between the political factions, and also the also anticipated a ceasefire. But so far, the Saudi Arabia is intensifying its aerial bombardment, even though that particularly in areas in residential areas, where in the capital Sana'a, the Saudi warplanes targeted a region to the west of the capital. It's called Hamdan. There, they have targeted what is known the telecommunications center there, and also they have targeted a quarry which is also nearby the villages there. So also in the Al Hada in Damar, they have also targeted a house of one of the Yemeni citizens there. They have killed at least so far four people. And also including a child, and also seven members in that village have been also injured. Such escalation also has reached the Sada'a province, where they have targeted a school, which is called the Shoukani school there, and they have also targeted areas in Qahza, and also areas called the Salahqat, which are also in residential areas. Sada'a has been described as the worst, hardest hit areas of Yemen, where internationally banned weapons have been used. This come also as the Yemeni army, and backed by the popular commissions, have made many successes in different battles they are facing in the country. They have, regarding the Al Jouf province, which is to the north of the capital and nearby the Saudi borders, they have inflicted heavy casualties on Saudi mercenaries who attempted to take control of Labanat military camp there. But so far, at least eight armored vehicles have been destroyed, and over a dozen forces have been killed from the Saudi mercenaries. It's not the first time for the such mercenaries to try and attempt to take control of this important military camp. There are numerous in numerous occasions. Also to the south of the country, particularly in Dubab, which is a port city, there are reports that British and French four officers have been killed during an incursion which attempted to take control of one of the important military camps there. It's called Al Amri. So far, the Yemeni army, backed by the popular committees, have inflicted heavy casualties on such an attempt, also destroying a number of vehicles there. And also in Lahj, there are reports that at least three Sudanese soldiers have been killed in that province of the country. Also, there are also other nationalities from Colombians and an Australian commander who has been killed. Many Yemenis are wondering why this international war against the people haven't done anything wrong to these kinds of nationalities. Why they have been forced by the Saudi Arabia to wage a war against a country that hasn't done anything wrong to its northern neighbor. So So even though that the Yemeni army, even though that the United Nations is attempting to broker a ceasefire, Yemenis do not believe in such promises as they have witnessed and also went through in the previous times that these United Nations attempted to broker deals, but so far the Saudi Arabia's turned away from such agreements. Yemeni people are now supporting the reprisal operations deep into the Saudi territories, particularly as the Yemeni forces have become closer to the city of Najran, which is a major victory to the Yemeni army. So the United Nations has hurried to call for a ceasefire. So Yemeni people have been suffering from the continued air strikes and also brutal killings by the Saudi Arabia's warplanes.
Okay.
They are wondering why the United Nations now is coming to call for such ceasefire.
Thank you, Mohammed. Press TV's Mohammed Al-Attab joining us from the Yemeni capital.